Okay. I don't know how to start this. I've got a list of, like, preliminary questions here. Just kind of saying, we look at them. Just kind of talk about what you remember from the 1950s and 1960s and what was going on in your life. And just tell me about how life was then.
Okay, well, it really, like the 1950s and 60s, probably some of my most fond memories were my parents had a cabin on the Chattahoochee River, which was on the outskirts of LaGrange, Georgia, which is where I grew up. And every weekend, we would go out and spend the weekends and, you know, a couple of weeks in the summer and this type of thing. And my father was an avid fisherman, and of course, seeing as how he never had a son, I became the son that he never had. So we spent a tremendous amount of time on the river and, you know, out at 5 o'clock in the morning fishing and this type of thing. In the summertime, it was a lot of fun because on the far side of the river were huge sheets of rock that you could go out and sunbathe on, and they would have tadpoles growing, making little frogs that were pretty large, and you could sit and play with those. And I would take a lot of them home in jars and, you know, bring them up, you know, mother them until they became frogs, and then I would turn them loose in the yard. But they just kind of developed their own personalities. But did a lot of tree climbing and climbing catawba trees to get worms to fish with my dad, and spent a lot of time with him. We had a lot of huge fish fries and with all the trimmings, and we would sit around and tell ghost stories at night and have big bonfires. And at that particular point in time, my father had built a huge croquet court, which he had had the city to come out and roll, and it was just like brick on the side. And we all came very proficient with the game of croquet, and it became quite a competitive sport, so to speak, between the neighboring campers and ourselves. So there was a lot of outside activities and a lot of friends and friendship and just a real bonding time. And everything was done in my childhood was done as a family unit. And so consequently, those are probably some of my most fondest memories growing up. Out being to say that I was a tomboy is another statement. you know, because I was just right on his heels and his shout everywhere he went. So, you know, that was probably one of my most fondest memories of growing up. And, of course, being from a small town, so far as the school is concerned, we had quite a superb football team. And I can remember my senior year, us winning the state AAA championship and going to all the different neighboring cities for the games and this type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that was really neat. And I was in the chorus when I was in high school, so we went on a lot of chorus trips, and but I would imagine the camping experiences were probably some of my most fondest memories.
Nobody worse than us.
Being an only child, not having any brothers and sisters, and the whole focus being on me. But with the exception of that, and I had a very demanding mother, so that's caused some problems. But for the most part, on an overview, considering the fact of the way a lot of the kids are today and what they are contending with and this type of thing, I really would say that they were really not bad times. Not in retrospect of, you know, what kids today have to deal with.
Yeah. What was it like being in the South during that time? Because that was like the whole civil rights thing. And what was it like? Was there like a lot of racism or in your schools
not
or
in
anything like
that? The school that I went to was a totally segregated white school. I really and truly was not involved that much. Our town was not involved that much in it. And being an only child with older parents, I was pretty much shielded from a lot of the controversy that was going on. I mean, I had just a twinkling remembrance of it, but so far as any hands-on experience, I did not.
During this time, did you find yourself maintaining the same political beliefs, or did your political beliefs change throughout the 1950s and 60s?
I really and truly, at that particular point in time in my life, was basically being indoctrinated to what the political format was all about. My first memory of anything on a political basis was when Eisenhower was going through his election period and was elected president. That was really my first affiliation with the political scene, other than your normal studies in history and this type of thing. But really being in tune to something major was happening in the country, that was probably my first remembrance of that.
Mm-hmm. Did you tend to follow more what your parents thought, or did you try and rebel or anything like that?
No, I really and truly followed more what my parents believed and thought. I came from a Democratic background, and the fact that the father was, you know, a very strong role model in my life, you know, it was more or less case in point of anything that he believed wholeheartedly in, obviously I followed in his footsteps. And
What were the views on women during that time? I mean, were you raised to believe that you could do anything you wanted to, or were you raised, you know, believe that you could be a teacher or a nurse or something like that?
I was really, my parents and my father in particular, really stressed a person being an individual and wanting to excel in any avenue that you wanted to,
mm-hmm.
wherever that might take you. He was very much an advocate in wanting a person to have a strong self-esteem and being their own person and mm-hmm. having their own career, irregardless of which field it took you in.
So my mom had said that she was talking about how when she was growing up, they more or less, you know, a woman turned out to be a nurse or a teacher or a mom or something, you know, something like that, and they weren't really encouraged that much. It's interesting.
The only glimpse that I remember of that, which might have had some bearing so far as my mother's concerned, is that my father owned a printing company when I was growing up, and of course naturally I was always there and always helping him do this typeset and always getting dirty and this type of thing. And my mother would more or less, I can look back on that and see that, you know, there were a lot of things that I could have learned that I did not learn, and I'm sure that was probably a result of her not considering that a place for a woman to be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it at the time. I can look back on it now and see that. So that sort of, you know, gives sort of a glimpse of, you know, those feelings and opinions and whatnot.
Yeah.
It was probably stronger with her than it was with my dad. So.
How did you react to the bomb, the H-bomb or the atomic bomb, whatever? I know there was during the 50s there was that whole, Cuban Missile Crisis kind of thing. How did that affect you? Do you remember, bomb alarms and stuff like that? Do they have those?
That was really a very scary period. And, of course, a child will generally react off of their parents' reaction. There were several people in our town that really went to the extreme of sorts so far as building underground shelters and totally stocking it. And I can remember very vividly going down into the basement area and completely setting up and revamping the whole area down there with stocking of canned goods and first aid supplies, and because it was underground, it more or less served the same purpose as the ones that could afford to go out and spend $100,000 to build a real shelter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that vividly.
Do you look back on that now as being something that, like, serious, or do you look back on it now as kind of comical? Or
no, I considered it serious. Even though I was young, I considered it serious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frightening, and I think probably as a child you have a tendency to be more frightened because you really don't completely understand from a mature adult level
mm-hmm.
exactly what the ramifications are.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting. I can't relate to that.
It was
so
scary.
Weird. That's weird. What is your favorite movie or movie star from this time?
This particular time now?
From
the 50s
and 60s.
From the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I would imagine probably Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Yes. The Beatles.
Do you remember when did you watch, like,
when Elizabeth Taylor? Yeah.
Did you watch when the Beatles came on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Oh, absolutely. I missed that for the world.
So you had a TV?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have it all through, like, as mm-hmm. long as you can remember?
Yeah. I would imagine we got a television probably when I was about 10. And that was just the most fabulous thing that had ever come down the pike. And I mean, it was just an absolute ritual that you would sit in front of the tube, what was it, 6 or 7 o'clock on Sunday evenings for the Ed Sullivan Show? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you get were you into a lot of movies and stuff like that when you were...
Yes, I was, but here again, having very strict parents, I was, very well curtailed. I'll put it this way. There were a lot of my friends that saw a lot of movies that I was not allowed to see, like the movie Them, were the giant ants, which was sort of like a 1950s Steven Spielberg type movie,
uh-huh.
In black and white, and I was really put out that I was not allowed to see that movie.
Yeah.
So,
did you go? How old were you when you were allowed to date?
Double date, 16.
What did you do on date then?
We went to movies. And, went to a lot of parties. It was really a big deal when I was growing up to have weekend parties. So, and I'm sure that, there was a method to that madness as far as knowing that we were being chaperoned without us probably being aware of it and this type of thing. But it was almost unheard of to have a single date or to go off with a guy by yourself. That was not kosher at all. It was, safety in numbers. Oh, and it was also mandatory that I was home on the doorstep at 11 o'clock.
What would your parents do?
I would be in a world of hurt if I was not there. I might stand out on the front porch and talk for 10 or 15 minutes, but it would behoove me to have my feet planted squarely on the steps at 11 o'clock.
Were you allowed to invite him in the house? Or
not.
Stay outside?
No, absolutely not.
That's funny.
Well, do you consider the fact that my kids, as well as yourself, were out until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning going to rock concerts all over the city and this type of thing? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because I'm home like 12:30 every night.
Absolutely. Weird.
How would you describe yourself during the 1950s and 60s?
Probably being of very tall, lanky, insecure, probably low self-esteem person that really felt awkward with life and really did not know where they wanted to go or which direction they were going in. Just kind of groping through, going through the motions.